Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 633 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Oink Pigments. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Events,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
Training,
Knit in Space,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Genevieve, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
How's everyone doing this week?
Pretty good.
Good?
I am superb. So let's jump into our knitting. Alrighty, who would like to kick off the show with what they're working on this week?
Can I?
I would love for you to.
Okay, so I don't have very much, but I think you can piggyback on this, Mom.
Alright, I'm ready.
I've finished my weaving. Yay!
Yay! Do you want to describe your weaving since it's been a few minutes since anyone's heard about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my first color is kind of a galaxy color. So blues, purples, maybe some blacks.
And pink. That's the little red bicycle, and I think the colorway may have been called galaxy.
Maybe. And my second color is so dark purple that you could, in dark light, you could think it was black. And it has sparkles in it.
Dreaming color, starry. I don't remember what the color is called. So, and you wove it on a shacked Cricut loom.
Yes, which is very small compared to Mom's.
And can you tell us which one was the warp and which one was the weft?
The warp is the long one. So it was the dark, dark purple with the sparkles. Yes. And the weft was the other direction.
The one that goes from white right to weft. And that is stolen.
I believe that's the galaxy one.
From the Yarniacs.
That is really funny. Oh, those Yarniacs. I'm totally using that on Andrew later. Because he loves a good
pun.
And he likes bad ones even more.
Yeah.
The weft is the across. So you used both colors for the weft,
yes.
Right?
I mean, yeah, I did. I don't like when stuff is one color. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fine with it. But with scarves, I like it when there's different colors interlocking, making it even more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, if I wanted to make another one in hot colors, I could do red, orange, yellow, red, orange, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That would be gorgeous.
Do you want to do that?
Maybe.
I might have some of those colors in my stash.
And I might have some colors that you bought for me.
What a good mom. Patting myself on the back. Well, we should look at what yarn you have so that you can weave with your yarn.
So I did hem stitching.
You did hem stitching. Excellent
it's
memory.
So easy. After you do it, you're like, that's it? That's so easy. I mean, Mom held up the loom for me, so it would be easier.
Mm-hmm.
We did 4-3-4-3, and then at the very end,
four warp threads up 3 picks for those of you who are weavers.
And for the last one, there wasn't 3, so we did 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
It's very pretty, and then I got to cut it. That is so much fun.
Isn't it? She used some, my sharpest shears.
Fabric scissors.
The fabric scissors?
I made fabric, apparently.
You did make fabric. When you weave, you make fabric. Isn't that amazing?
Hmm.
It feels like magic, right?
Feels like yarn to me.
It's called yardage.
Yeah, so we're going to block it today because it's going to be warm-ish today.
Warm-ish.
And then you'll get to bring it over here since Gramsy has a nice clear table and she'll show you how to cut the fringe nice and evenly.
Yes. And then around nighttime the same day, I did the other side. Gorgeous.
She did a stunning job.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Your hem stitching is very even and very lovely.
Yes, it is.
She has excellent fine motor skills.
She does.
And she's old enough.
Yeah.
Thank you. I believe I could have done it if I was 7 or 8.
You could have. Well, we had to pull up a tutorial video because I hem stitch so rarely at this point.
You forgot, and you have to pull it up every time.
I do. I have to pull up a tutorial every single
time.
And
we only had to watch, 2 minutes of it, and then Mom was like,
We got
the tutorial is, we don't need this anymore. Let's just do it. Because she gave us basically everything we need.
Yep, we were good.
I use tutorials if I can find them.
Mm-hmm. Mom, there were like...
There were several.
Yes.
You have your choice. Genevieve wanted to do a video, but things were a little too chaotic. But we did take a picture of her hem stitching while she was in progress.
Excellent.
That might be the show notes picture for this week.
Maybe. Good.
Because everything I'm knitting is yellow. I'm going full yellow.
Mom. Oh, like that's your favorite color?
Almost.
Yeah. Almost. Piggyback.
Would you like...
did help.
I did. I helped with Genevieve's hem stitching. We did a lot of discussion. There are some small hiccups. She missed some warp threads on the back side of the weaving, which happens.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's... It looks like there's a end that is sewn in both ways.
So I'm going to bury it with some extra warp or with some extra weft
thread. Or you'll
tell
me the options and show me what it'll look like and I'll choose which one I want.
Exactly. Or we can snip it and weave it in and call it a day.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I want to do. But you'll have to show me what that looks like.
You got it. I'm happy to help. So I have been working on things. Mm-hmm. Making some progress, despite the fact that everything I am knitting at this moment is on size zero needles.
You promised. You promised.
You know, I had a friend who listens to the podcast who texted me to heckle me, because in, I think, if you count this week's episode as episode one, three episodes back, so not last week's, but the week before, I said I would never, ever, ever, ever knit on size zeros again for a full garment.
I mean, you missed a bunch of
evers. Nevers and evers.
Yes. But you promised.
And then last week, I declared that I was knitting another top on size zeros.
And I said the exact same thing.
You did. And so it's fine, though. It's fine. I am nearly finished with the Flying Home tank top that I'm test knitting. That's the one with the tux. Not this. For Aynur Berkambayeva, and that's a test knit that I'm doing in raw silk from Tess Yarns on size zeros. I'm done with 3/4 of the body at least. It's got skinny straps, so that's going to be it. I'm hoping to wear it to an event next week because it's a perfect summer top. I know, but every time I say never will I ever do this, guess what happens?
How about you say it in your head so nobody can hear it?
We had a contest.
Yeah, we had a contest.
We had a Never Will I Ever contest where we gave prizes away and people told us something they said they would never, ever do and that they did.
Okay, well, you should get that prize like a billion times because you promised.
I didn't promise. I just declared.
You declared it with lots of nevers and evers. So I count that as a promise.
Anyway, the raw silk has a beautiful hand to it. This is me changing the subject. Yes. Did you notice? It has a beautiful hand to it. Mm-hmm. You would think that it wouldn't have any... You'd think you'd have the cotton problem, right? Because it's...
Doesn't have
stretch.
It's
not wool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has a really... The twist on it changes everything. So I might work with this yarn again. And by I might, it means I just need to finish a couple of things and I'll get some more of the yarn. What are you working on this week, Mom?
So... I finished my first Musselboro hat.
Is it Musselboro or Musselburg?
According to the Yarniacs, it's pronounced Burra.
Ah.
Burra.
It's Scots.
Yes, because Isolde is Scottish.
Burra sounds... So it's a nice name.
Yeah.
I finished my first Musselboro hat out of Oink yarn. And it is finished. I haven't taken a picture yet, but it's blocked. And I finished another one last week.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
It's an Oink yarn.
Yes.
And it's an Isolde pattern. I mean, come on, how can you go wrong?
So I cast on my third Musselboro hat out of Lolo Bean yarn in Thunder and Light. It's a gray yarn and it has colorful specks. And once I have it cast on and I have done all the crown increases and it's straight knitting from there, I weigh it so I know how much yarn I have need to have left for decreases.
Yep.
So I waited. Problem is, I need to weigh my needles before I start. So I know how much to subtract.
Yeah. Do you have an empty set of the same needles?
No. But I can put the stitches on.
Yeah, that would work too.
Another set of needles and just weigh those.
So. Yeah.
And that seems to be the only thing I'm actively knitting on.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost some inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Because you want to sew right now.
I think so.
I get that.
And there are things that I used to do for years and years, and then they kind of fell by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time I did counted cross stitch.
Mm.
And I did
counted a lot of it.
Cross stitch. A lot of it, yeah.
Maybe if you found something that was inspiring for you to work on.
I could probably find something.
There's an artist that does Persian calligraphy and Arabic calligraphy. Okay, so here's some history and stuff that I'm going to throw down, and I'm not going to do it correctly, so you're going to have to fix it. You weren't allowed to do things. You weren't allowed to make craven images, basically.
Exactly.
Oh, I remember this.
So you had to use, so to get around it, so that artists could continue to make art without committing sins. Yeah, go ahead and say it.
They basically made art with words.
Yeah, so they used Persian calligraphy or Arabic calligraphy, and the calligraphy was in the form of words, and I've got some really beautiful ones on
the
my...
calligraphy was in the form of things.
Yes.
Yes.
Of flowers or animals.
And it's really, really impressive. I've got a few pinned on my... not pinned, but in my favorites on Etsy, because I was going to order some for either your house or my house or both.
Both.
Okay. But you, if you had something like that and you had it transferred or used that as your chart, you could do counted cross stitch that matches the theme of your house. There's one I think Sam would love, actually.
That is an idea. Also, there was a lion that was done in calligraphy.
Did I show you that one already?
I love that
one. I picked that years ago.
Ah.
And I thought doing that into a quilt would be lovely.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
I have a lot of quilt tops that need to be finished.
I understand.
And my washing machine isn't big enough to accommodate quilts, bed quilts.
Mine is.
So they come over to your house already.
Your second quilt is running right now, by the way.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
For those of you who are listening, I have a front-loading washing machine and dryer, and I put it on the delicate wool cycle, and I actually use regular laundry detergent with it because it's a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
But I put the nice smelling stuff that we use. I use a little bit of cedarwood essential oil and a little bit of lavender essential oil because it gives it a really warm smell.
Mm-hmm.
And it just smells warm and snuggly. That's what Ocean by the Sea uses on her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened that package of yarn, you remember how we all just stuck our faces in it and just
sniffed.
Yeah. And I think, if I recall correctly, she's doing a line of wool wash. And the instant she does, I'm going to be in line to get it.
That is an excellent idea.
Right? So I just love the smell. So anyway, your quilt is in the wash because it's going to be warm enough today to hang it to dry. That's why we didn't do it last night.
And it's a cotton quilt. It's thin.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be perfect for using
in the summertime.
In the summertime when my regular comforter is just too warm.
Yep. I'm looking forward to finishing mending our comforters so they can go in comforter bags for the summer.
I folded mine creatively,
mm-hmm.
so my feet and my shoulders would stick out.
Nice.
Yes, but I'd rather use a quilt.
That works.
Yes. Okay, good.
I believe it's my turn now.
It is your turn.
Absolutely.
This is my last thing because I have had a slow week.
You have had it, but you've been doing art and other things as well.
Like fixing works as well.
Yes.
So my last thing is I worked on my hat. That's it. I'm done.
No, you have to tell people.
Which hat?
Which hat in what yarn?
What color?
I'm only working on one hat, so.
It's okay for people who are new to the podcast. Give them more information, baby.
So
hang on.
Do you need help?
Yes.
You're working on, the yarn is Lisa Souza, Blue Face Lester, and the colorway is Spruce.
And I'm making a plain hat, no pattern, done.
You also designed a label that I need to order for you.
You do.
So I'm very excited. Genevieve will have her own custom label.
That says, made by Genevieve, made with love.
Oh, I love it. We need to make it just perfect before we send it off. So I'll show you what it's going to look like when it's finished.
Okay.
I have one more thing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I am still working on the body of my Theano test knit, which is the yellow sweater with the gray and white dot pattern.
It kind of looks like leopard spots to me.
It kind of does.
Kinda. Okay.
Not too leopardy, but like a modern art. It's got a modern art vibe.
Okay, yes.
Or donuts.
Size 0 sweaters go slowly, but not that slowly. I know I'm going to get a lot of wear out of this because it matches so much stuff in my wardrobe.
Once again, you promised.
I did, but anyway. So, if that's it for what we're working on, let's move on. No, you've got more?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Please, go ahead.
I washed all of my winter socks.
Hmm.
I had a machine full of socks. And they're all washed mm-hmm. and all dried. And now I need to sort and fold and put them somewhere decoratively.
Yay.
Excellent. Yes. Good for you.
Anything else?
And then take a picture.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Instaham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 pig to perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Well, despite the fact that it is too darn hot outside, in the words of the folks thing? That did...
Kiss Me Kate.
Kiss Me Kate. Thank you. Thank you. Cole Porter. Thank you. What have we been wearing? What has had us in stitches this week?
Can I go first?
Yes, please.
Well, I wore my Hogwarts socks cold morning, and then I was like, it's really hot, and then I just peeled them off and was like...
Charming.
Yes. And I...
You.
And I wore my finished scarf, because you have to wear it after you finish.
Yeah, it came off the loom.
Came off the loom, got trapped under some dogs, wore it while I was being fanned by the fan. Done.
And you did a fierce runway walk while you were wearing it as well.
I did.
Is that it?
Yep.
All right, Gramsci, what have you been wearing this week?
I've been wearing my A-line skirt. And I haven't been using my quilts because they're over at your house to be washed.
Mm-hmm.
So, A-line skirt is it.
I wore something this week.
You did.
I went up to San Francisco for a comedy show with someone who I haven't seen in a very long time, someone who's near and dear to my heart. And it was brisk enough that I had the opportunity to wear a sweater. So I took my modern art pullover, which I was knitting for the Magpie Beavalong. And I knit it in the Bougie Beaver colorway. And it was the maiden voyage of my new sweater. And I was so excited to be able to wear it.
I saw your picture on Facebook.
Thank you.
It was a very good picture. Good job.
My friend took the picture at dinner and it was marvelous. Yes. So it's comfortable, it's beautiful, and it wears well.
What's the fiber content?
It's the Swanky DK from Magpie Fiber. So I think it's like a merino cashmere nylon.
Well,
I could do worse.
How bad can that be?
Exactly. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. All righty, Mother Dearest. What are we doing for events this week?
So, Stash Dash started in May, and it runs until August 31st, and it is hosted in other places besides Ravelry, such as Discord.
No, it is on Discord. Period. End of story.
Not on Ravelry.
No.
Ha. Huh. Okay. Last year's Summer Olympics
Are happening this year,
July 23rd. What date? This is June.
Yes.
So next month, July 23rd, 2021.
And but starting this weekend
is the Tour de Fleece, which starts on Saturday, June 26, 2021, and it runs until July 18th, 2021, and they're riding through the countryside in France.
We'll see if we can find some footage.
I would love to watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if we can find it.
Yes. And I'm thinking there are vineyards they're cycling by. And some chateaus.
Last time we watched, it was just kind of like a road. It looked like a freeway to me.
Yeah, they're on the road, but I'm thinking the side of the road should be chateaus and vineyards and fields.
We'll watch and report
and
back.
And the fields that Van Gogh painted.
Maybe.
Hope springs eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Fiber World is happening July 21st to 25th.
Alrighty, that's it. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane Bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our Project Bags totes and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane, along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, in the show notes.
For this week's Mother Knows Best, I have an excellent piece of advice. Put your feet up. I do this every afternoon,
mm-hmm.
after lunch, because I'm tired and I need to put my feet up. What do you do, lovey?
I got a new chair. It's not that new. It's the newest chair in the house. But I have noticed that when I physically put my feet up, because it's a recliner.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just put it up on an ottoman, or if you recline on your couch and put your feet up, this is more slightly iffy information. Something about that makes it, puts less pressure on your heart and equalizes the flow of the whatever.
It's a blood pressure thing.
Yeah. And you actually feel better rested after you put your feet up.
And if you remember, I was told that I needed to put my feet up.
Mm-hmm. And so, it is amazing how much better I feel. Like, the same amount of time I would have spent sitting upright in my chair versus reclining and putting, mm-hmm. or not even reclining, just putting my feet up. It makes such a big difference. And you can put your feet up and knit, or you can put your feet up and listen to a podcast.
It's also a circulation thing.
Yeah, when my feet were swollen when I was pregnant, they told me to put my feet up.
In airplanes, part of the problem is that people are sitting
mm-hmm.
with their feet down,
mm-hmm.
and it's not healthy.
Yep. So, for anybody.
Long stretches of travel.
For sure.
Yeah. So, put your feet up.
It is remarkable how much better I feel and how much more I am able to get done, which, productivity is not the goal here. Feeling good and doing the things we need to do to feel good and live our lives is the focus. And something I really like about my new chair is that we can sit two little bottoms and my bottom across in the chair comfortably,
plus
snugly.
Two dogs.
The dogs sit on top of us. And we all put our feet up, or I recline it all the way back and we lay back and we read a book together, and it's just like the best thing ever. So, for Mother Knows Best this week,
put up your feet.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
When knitting attacks.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
How fares your knitting?
I have one project that I'm actively knitting on, and it's the muscle borough hat, and mm-hmm. I'm going round and round and round because that is how much bandwidth I have. And I'm going round and round while I watch TV. If I do it without TV, I get bored.
That makes sense.
So
I don't love knitting without. If I need a chart to work, I need to listen to a podcast. If I need to look at a chart, I want to listen to a podcast or a documentary or something that just needs my ears.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm just knitting, I like to watch something.
Yeah.
So that's how we go.
So, and I noticed that I split a stitch and the stitch was hanging from one thread. And that's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the yarn. It was just dangling.
By one ply?
Yeah.
Oof.
That is not safe.
You know, I've been finding that my projects have been doing that too. I haven't included it when knitting a tax because I'm zipping around on these teeny weeny needles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very sharp. I'm working them on the Chougu red lace needles
mm-hmm.
with the very pointy tips.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens. And so I've been just dropping my stitches down and picking them up like it's nothing, which really is very, it's a lot of growth. I remember every time I would drop a stitch in my younger days, I would just hand it to you to fix.
I remember teaching classes and somebody noticed I had a wrong stitch somewhere. And I dropped the stitch and she said, "Oh dear, how are you going to fix it?" I said, "You're going to fix it." And she did.
I told you I dropped down an entire column of cables to fix them because it was the wrong direction at a home and school club meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And my co-president went pale and he said, "You just ruined your sweater."
So, split stitch 15 rows down. And yeah.
It doesn't take that much to fix it. You just drop it down and you go bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah.
And that's the sound you have to make with your mouth if you're me while you're picking up stitches. Bloop, 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 bloop. It's just more satisfying when there's sound effects.
Oh, I thought as you're dropping the stitches, you go.
You'd have to go down. So either you go down the scale. You have to pick a direction for your notes. Wait, hang on. There we go.
Excellent.
That way you know which direction your stitches are going.
Now, this would be an excellent title for the podcast.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's the title for the podcast.
Perfect. Great. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
All right, let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board? Or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns, and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion, along with everything else we've talked about, in the show notes.
It's training time. These events aren't for the weak. They're not for the faint of heart. You have to be prepared to train and work and sweat. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to get you in shape to compete. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be a part of Team Sasquatch? Then let's get started. Alrighty, for week 6 of training for Team Sasquatch, this is for the Panathenic Games and Tour de Fleece. And Tour de Fleece starts this weekend, Saturday. Week 6 is find your support system. Find someone you can call in the wee hours of the morning or the late hours of the night, depending on how you define early morning and late night. Sometimes there is a bit of crossover. Or midday. It's good to know who you can call when you're in a pinch and you get stuck with either a technical issue or you need emotional support or cheerleading or perhaps someone to talk trash about Dawson Jen with. You know, because that's how it goes. Because I'm coming for you, Boston Jen.
And the speech is coming along nicely.
The speech is coming along really well. Genevieve has been working on my speech and it's super good. All right, so if you get stuck, figure out who you can call or text at those hours. Something I really like is I'm in a couple of like Google Hangout groups and Facebook chat groups and Discord groups and what's the other one? Slack channels. I have many chat apps because everyone has their own way of...
You also have the walkie-talkie on your...
I have a walkie-talkie on my watch too, which is not as convenient as a person might think, but still fun. But being able to call someone for help or just for some moral or amoral support, depending on what you need, can really help with these things. I wish you the best of luck. Don't forget to use hashtag Team Sasquatch and hashtag Panathenit. Oh, no, not Panathenit. Hashtag Tour de Fleece 2021. And is there anything else I'm missing? Take pictures of your stuff. Show it off.
Yes. Pictures.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Exactly.
What's the difference between Stash Dash and Tour de Fleece?
Okay, that's a great question. So there's a bike thing that happens in France, and it's called the Tour de France.
Okay.
And these people read their bikes. They ride their bikes.
For 3 weeks?
For 3 weeks, nonstop. I mean, they stop to sleep and eat, but, you know.
It's every day.
It's every day, all day.
And they have, like, two rest days.
Yeah, and that's where the focus is on spinning, whereas Stash Dash is knitting, crocheting, spinning, weaving.
I think I got this. So basically what you're saying is, the difference is for Tour de Fleece, you knit nonstop.
You spin nonstop or you knit nonstop, depending.
Because
it's a spinning event.
They're pedaling.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? They're pedaling.
Oh, yes.
So Tour de Fleece is primarily a spinning event, and it's only 3 weeks. And Stash Dash is from Miss Laura's last day of school, first day of summer vacation, to right before school starts because she's a teacher. She's a librarian, but at a school, like Miss Jenny.
Yeah.
So that is the difference. Do you have any other questions?
Nope.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. What have you got for Knits in Space this week, Mom?
So I was listening to the Dressed podcast, and they talk about clothing and fashion, and they start with saying there are so many billion people on this earth, and every morning everybody gets dressed.
Theoretically.
Yes.
Those of us with small children know otherwise. Dressed is relative, but continue.
So they were talking about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and mm-hmm. his iconic sweaters and him changing out of his work clothes when mm-hmm. he got to his television home mm-hmm. into his play clothes. Mm-hmm. So the tennis shoes and the sweaters that his mom knitted for him.
And she knitted him a different one every single year.
Hmm. So he had a lot of sweaters and they all closed. Initially, she made one with buttons, mm-hmm. hmm. but the later ones all closed with a zipper. Mm-hmm. And his mom passed at one point of time mm-hmm. and there went his yearly sweater. And after 10 years or so, the sweaters got kind of threadbare and the girl said that they were moth-eaten, and if you take a sweater out regularly...
It shouldn't get moth-eaten.
It shouldn't get yeah. moth-eaten. I don't know how that happened. But then they talked about trying to replace the sweater, and there was nothing.
You can't replace a mom sweater.
There was nothing that they could buy that looked mm-hmm. anything like it.
Yeah.
And then they found, somebody watched his mailman walk by, and the mailman had a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Where did you get your sweater?" And he said, "This I got from the post office. This is part of the
uniform.
So they tracked down who manufactured those mm-hmm. and they got the sweaters in undyed.
Hmm.
And then they dyed the sweaters in different colors, but the zipper band didn't take color.
Oh, dear.
So they had to take
the zippers out and put new ones in?
No. They took the zippers and painted them with fabric colors.
Clever.
Yeah. But it was a production.
It sounds like it. Yeah. I was thinking that, okay, when you started the story with the mailman, I was like, oh no, they're going to accost the mailman, and the mailman's mom is going to end up making Mr. Rogers sweaters. So I was actually reading a book documentary, a biography of Fred Rogers, and it's called The Good Neighbor. And if you're into audiobooks, LeVar Burton reads the audiobook. And that is one of the few times I have bought both the hard copy of the book and the audiobook so that I could listen to my favorite person from Reading Rainbow read it to me, because they have such a similar energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's, the beginning is really sad and it gets good. He had a hard childhood. So.
Yeah, well.
It's a long book, so, you know, prepare yourself for a good long listen, especially if you've got Audible credits. We'll link to it in the show notes. It's really good. That used to be my thing that I would read when I went out for dinner by myself before parent meetings, when Andrew was covering the kids.
Hmm.
So I would have something wonderful to read and something wonderful to eat, and then I would go to do that. Okay, so that was the story of his sweaters.
Yeah.
Aren't they at the Smithsonian now? Or at least a couple of them are at the Smithsonian, if I recall correctly.
Maybe one.
Well, it makes sense that they wouldn't have a whole bunch.
At least one.
Yeah. I got to go to a stand-up comedy show this week, and it was wonderful. And let me tell you, I know that a lot of people haven't been able to get vaccinated because of lack of access, and that's one of many problems. But I want to share some joy this week. And I got to go with my friend who I haven't seen in over 2 years, because right before the pandemic, she moved.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove together to San Francisco, and it was a beautiful drive up 280. And 280 is green and lush and hilly. And we drove to San Francisco, and we ate a delicious dinner. And we had a great walk, mostly downhill, to the comedy club. We saw comedy that made us laugh until our stomachs hurt.
What did you order?
What did I order? I had a super fancy bowl of pho. They had fresh-made dumplings.
What is pho?
Pho is Vietnamese noodle soup. And it had beef in it that was the unctuous equivalent of oxtail. Like, it was really delicious and rich and flavorful.
What about the stuff you got at
the comedy club? I had churros at the comedy club. I had two orders of churros.
What are churros?
Deep fried dough rolled in cinnamon and sugar.
What shape is it?
They're star shaped.
So they are
piped,
extruded from
a star shaped thingy. Yes. Sometimes they're full of cream too, but these ones weren't. And they had whipped cream you could dip them in, or chocolate sauce you could dip them in. And the people in front of me heard me giving my order. When I ordered, I said, I'm going to need one batch of churros now and one batch in like 45 minutes. Because I was deeply committed to my two orders of churros.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a two churro order minimum at this particular stand-up club, but it was really fun. We got to see a comedian who I've loved for years. We saw Brian Posehn, and the opening acts were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see if I can link to them in the show notes, because it was really, really fun and really good and just nice. And the drive home was nice. Like, the whole thing just felt good. We were full of good food. Our stomachs hurt from laughing. And I slept really well afterwards, because there's something really healing about just laughing and comedy. And
the endorphins are good for you.
They're really good for you.
And
they're practically vegetables. Yes, babe?
And I guess the churros helps too.
Yeah, Genevieve is now obsessed with churros. I will take you to get a churro when we go to Hickleby's today. All right.
Wait.
They have them at Costco.
What?
Yes, my darling. I will take you to go get a churro at Costco. All right. Is there anything else we want to talk about knits in space? All right. Nope. Let's move on to the next segment. All right, Mom. Genevieve, how goes the sewing this week?
I didn't do any.
You did none?
No.
Ugh. Your child labor is slacking this week.
Okay. Well, my labor is slacking this week, too. And I'm working on a replica of the A-line skirt from class.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really focused and fixated on A-line skirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to talk about why.
Please.
So, one of the reasons I like this is it doesn't have a waistband. I used to wear dirndl skirts which have a waistband and a gathered skirt attached.
Did you say dirndl skirts?
Dirndl.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yes. That's...
I know that's what they're called. It's fine. I just wanted to make sure that I heard correctly.
And as I have gotten older, my waistline has not only expanded, but gotten less adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
If I eat lunch and it cuts into my waist,
mm-hmm.
it is horrifically uncomfortable. A-line skirts don't have a waistband, mm-hmm. or at least the pattern that I'm sewing doesn't. And this one just has a facing,
mm-hmm.
and it runs down at a slight angle, and it is so comfortable.
Good.
So that's why the A-line skirt. So I've been, and I said a number of times I went to Joann's and I got accosted by some fabric on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So I have fabric for at least 5 skirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, instead of wearing the skirt every day and being upset when it's in the wash, I should have enough so I can wear a different skirt every day.
Great idea.
Ooh. So.
Like Genevieve's perfect pants.
Yes.
Yes. So, I've been working on the A-line skirt. Now, what happened is the Janome sewing machine had a disagreement and refused to sew.
No. Rude.
Rude, yes. It's going to go to the shop so it can think about its behavior.
Oh, we forgot to talk about one more thing in Knits in Space. Your car has been repaired after not being driven for 1.5 years and re-registered as an operative vehicle.
Yes.
So you can take your sewing machine to the sewing machine shop yourself.
Absolutely.
You get to run
like the wind.
Errands.
Yes. I'm so excited.
I know. That's why I'm telling our listeners.
So,
Rapunzel's down from the tower and she's got her car keys.
So I sewed the side seams on the skirt,
mm-hmm.
and then I sewed the facing. And this facing has some strange instructions, and it says cut 3/8 inch from center back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because usually you would cut it the same size as the skirt,
mm-hmm.
but you have the inside layer that
is a little bit smaller.
Exactly.
Yep.
So turn off cloth and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and it takes less room than the outer skirt. So that got done. Did I say I sewed the side seams of the skirt?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I sewed the side seams of the facing, and then the Janome refused to work. So I cut fabric. It's some shiny blue denim-y looking thing.
Not from the box.
No, not from the box. It's some other fabric that I liked,
mm-hmm.
probably from the denim section at Joann's. And I buy interfacing and stuff by the bolt.
Makes sense.
And the bolt is 15 yards and it is maybe
30 something inches wide. You're gesturing to approximately 32 inches wide?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and that's 15 yards isn't a whole lot.
Not really.
And I bought it on sale. So I took the bolt of interfacing and unfolded most of it, folded it in half, and then I cut interfacing for the facings of my 5 skirts that I have fabric for. Cut them all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Pin them together with...
So you're doing...
assembly line.
That one, yes.
Yes. So it's done.
Marvelous.
And now for the next skirts, my interfacing is ready.
That's fantastic. So you just need to get your machine up and running and you'll be on fire.
In the meantime, I can sew on the Singer.
Perfect.
And I'm thinking I would like to have Genevieve work on the Singer because it's computerized.
Mm-hmm.
And she does better with computerized things than I do.
It's because she was born with a USB port.
What?
That's a joke. It's the plug that's in the side of your computer.
And that's my sewing.
Instead of an umbilical cord?
Exactly. You had a USB cord instead of an umbilical cord. And with that, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, feedback, or compliments to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Pandora Podcast, Spotify Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, as Knitmore Girls.
Remember, this is Genevieve,
Jasmine,
and Gigi,
telling you to knit more.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.